John.
I'm Axel.
Ooh.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery.
Oh my gosh, I felt that hit. We are joined today by Grundle.
Grundle, save us.
God help us all. Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Was that hit as harsh for you as it was for me?
A bit, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I'm recovering. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Yes, welcome.
Joined by Grundle. Maestro's here as always.
Grundle, you big behemoth, thanks for going in.
Yes. I'm happy to be here.
You know, Grundle is the only one with a fan art picture.
That upsets me.
That makes me very happy.
You know, I've done like 30 plus episodes now, and Grundle's been mentioned on like 10. And he's been
more
on
like two, but
two.
Who's counting?
No, you mentioned, I've bitched you a bunch of times.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Bitch about you a lot.
Okay.
And you get this big grotesque but awesome fan art picture.
So how about here's a challenge to all the viewers. Let's see who can get more fan art.
So you're just fun to draw, sir.
Hey, I'm drawn very well.
It's just because you're so hideous.
Well,
yeah. In the fan art, by the way, it's on Facebook.com. You can find us on the Dubious Bakers on Facebook. In the fan art, you're as big as a pyramid, sir.
Pretty much. I'm just
yeah. You have like eyeballs that are like on top of you, like. One's vertically on top of the other one.
Yeah, cool. You're like a halibut.
People fear me when I approach. You know, I bring death and destruction wherever I go. So, you know, it's a shitty existence, but someone has to do it, right?
Because you're so clumsy.
But you do have some upsides.
I
and one of those is your extensive knowledge of the Walking Dead comic. Correct.
Oh yeah, yeah. Anything to do with zombies, you know, turn to me. If I'm not killing them, I'm helping them rise.
Grundle knows pretty much a lot about them. I read The Walking Dead, too, actually. I think you suggested it to me, though, actually, Grundle.
I suggest everything to everybody.
Yeah, you're a good suggester.
Original ideas over there. But, yeah, so I wanted to kind of have you in here to talk about this. The fact that The Walking Dead comic, what is it exactly?
The Walking Dead comic, well, basically, if you couldn't guess from the title, it's a zombie illustrated novel, as I like to call it, not a comic. But that digitally depicts the rise of it has the premise of 28 days later, if anyone ever saw that. Basically, somebody wakes up in a hospital, doesn't know what's going on. Zombies have risen. No one
it's
really
like a
knows
policeman
why,
or something, or a sheriff,
something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
And he basically searching to find his family, and just a whole story that depicts what's going on with that. But I mean,
and there's slow zombies too.
They're also yes. To make a point, they are the slow kind of zombies. You know, that you get bitten, you're dead, and not like the 28 days later rage virus.
And there's no mutant zombies.
No, they're all standard every day. They keep coming at you no matter what. They just walk and try to eat you.
So they're just the Walking Dead. So.
The Walking Dead, basically. Yeah. So it just depicts their story. But pretty interesting read if no one's ever checked it out. I definitely, I give it a 5 out of 5 on my
nice.
Grundle Kilometer.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's big.
I read a little bit of it, and I enjoyed it. But what caught my eye again this time, recently in the news, is that it's coming to AMC.
That is exciting for me, first of all, because I like AMC. I'm liking what they're doing with their television. I don't know if anyone else in the bakery, well, I know you guys don't, but Breaking Bad?
I was just going to say, Breaking Bad, I've never watched it, but I've heard very good things about it.
No one's in the room has watched it yet but me, but I love that show. It really is the best show. Anyone in the bakery, if you haven't seen it, just check out Breaking Bad. Watch it online. And just watch it. And I think it's great. And so I think AMC's television, I'm really excited for where they're going. And the fact that they're doing The Walking Dead really excites me.
I think, I mean, just from everything I've heard about the Breaking Bad and how extreme that show can be, that this show, I mean, I've heard some people saying that they might, you know, have to tone this thing down because it is a zombie TV show, and because we can get zombies, you get people eating other people and other such extremes such as that. And, you know, you thought they were going to make it, you know, a PG version of that, but from everything I've heard and all the stills I've seen, it looks like it's the real deal. It'll be like a zombie movie made for the TV. Maybe not as bloody and gory, but still not
basically,
like, yeah, still pretty badass.
And it's going to be longer, basically, because I have a feeling it's going to be at least, like, 12 episodes. That's the state, maybe 10, because the first...
For like the pilot season.
For like the pilot
season, yeah. I'm sure they'll do like 1 through 12, 1 through 14 maybe.
Maybe even
and
8
if,
at the most.
If there's diehard fans like me and other people watching it, I have no doubt it'll do well.
Yeah.
Now, I know at one point the gang of survivors ended up in like a prison, taking sanctuary in
I remember
a prison.
The prison, yeah.
So how many seasons in do you think we'll have to wait for that?
Not long.
I'm sure they're going to add a lot more. To it to make it spice it up, you know, little zombie sub stories that weren't in the comic just to make it longer because, I mean, it'll, you know, they do with every TV show. They try to make it so that it'll do it.
It'll last
possible.
Longer for TV, definitely.
And they'll have different subplots and everything. But I think that'll be at least season two. Maybe it'll be at the end of season two or end of, beginning of season three, something like that. I don't think they're going to jump right into it.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, I've been wrong before. Not many times, but I've been wrong before.
So this group of survivors is, like, constantly on the move kind of thing?
Well, this guy, he wakes up in the hospital and, you know, his zombies have risen. His family's missing. He doesn't know what's going on. So he, I think he's going towards Atlanta is where he thinks that's where his family, his grandparents were, or his parents, I should say. And so he figures that if his family had gone anywhere, they would have gone towards Atlanta. And the closer and closer he gets to it, the more zombie, you know, until he's overwhelmed. Basically, I don't want to spoil the whole plot of it, but I mean, it's definitely a good read.
Yeah, that's cool.
I trust the director, actually. It's Frank Darabont. He's the guy who did The Shawshank Redemption.
I like that.
The most rewatchable movie in the history of movies.
I love that movie. He also did The Green Mile. It's like the same. It's kind of similar to Shawshank Redemption. It's kind of funny, but it's still kind of a good movie. But I just like his work in general. So, and I don't know if he's doing any other TV. I've never really heard of him doing TV, so... I don't know. I'm excited from that aspect. Like, I really trust that guy. So.
I'm optimistic.
I'm optimistic, too, so I'm excited.
I just kind of wonder how they're going to keep audiences interested in that kind of repetitive zombie attack. It's going to be really story-driven as far as the characters. And I don't remember that much about the story, about the comic, but I remember that it was...
Well, if they can keep True Blood on air for... however long, or you know, keep making Twilight movies, I'm sure they'll have a particular audience for this one.
I've never seen that show.
Which one?
True Blood.
I've heard good things I have heard good things, and I do want to check it out because it is better than Twilight from what I hear, but not as sparkly vampires.
I saw on a cover of like some TV magazine, just like some guy and some chick just like looking really lame into the corner. And it just was like, just pissed me off. Like, if that's the show represented right there, I just didn't want to see it. And it looked really lame. And I was like,
I shouldn't judge too much because I haven't seen it yet. So I'll give it the benefit of the doubt.
This is an HBO show, right?
Yeah.
True Blood. But vampires?
There are vampires. There are zombies. There's everything. I mean,
I'm over. You know what? I'm over vampires.
I'm over vampires too, but I'll be optimistic.
I'm almost over zombies. Not yet.
You dig those words back.
I said almost.
You son of a bitch.
Dude, I said almost.
You should just leave. I will unleash the power of Grendel.
I said almost.
You.
I'm all about different ideas, so.
You're going to get it done. Oh, I can't. Let's the rest of the show, I'm just going to talk to John over here.
New viruses. New enemies. Just what? There's just Frankenstein, you know, vampires, zombies. Some mummies, like, come on, let's get some different. Let's get some more classic.
There's
weird,
no
Earth-based.
What else is there?
I don't know. That's exactly. There must be something else. There's like nothing. Roach creatures.
This has been done.
Roach creatures.
It's been done.
That's scary.
Or Mimic. Actually,
Mimic's actually pretty good. Mimic
that's
was
a good,
good
movie.
That's your Roach creature.
That is a good movie.
Freaky.
Well, Axel, can I ask you a question?
Sure. Can you?
Like, yeah, can you?
Do you know what a neutrino is?
Sort of. It's like a minute, tiny particle that the sun emits, and like supposedly there's like a million going through us like right now.
Yes,
and they like penetrate and go through everything.
Are they dangerous? I have to ask. You know, in case I can use them.
No, I don't think so. We've been around this long.
Well, yeah, we've been living for this long with them, so maybe we've adapted. But do you know how they detect for neutrinos?
Sort of. They have like a tank. At, like, they have a water, like, a tank of water, like, really deep underground, and, like, neutrinos, like, are forced through it, like, a filter, and somehow they can sense in that water if neutrinos are passing through it, because they've had to pass through the ground, and if that kind of makes sense,
exactly,
I don't know.
Because the ground filters out all the other radiation from the sun.
Okay.
So, recently, scientists have officially proven that neutrons have mass.
Really?
And that is very significant, because we barely know what the fuck a neutron is.
Yeah. Proton, neutrons,
so
and
if somebody
electrons.
Went on a neutrino-free diet...
I'm sorry, not neutron. Excuse me. Neutrino. My bad.
Okay.
Neutrino.
Okay. For a second, I was like, whoa.
Excuse me.
Okay. Neutrino, that has mass.
Yes, a neutrino. Did I say neutrino in the very beginning?
Yeah, you said, yeah,
okay,
you said
good.
It the whole time.
Okay.
You're good.
So, yeah, this... represents a huge step in explaining what the universe is made of and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because invisible particles that have mass, I mean, that are traveling at the speed of light or greater.
Just expanding. Maybe that kind of is the expansion, like light. Because these neutrinos kind of are produced by light, kind of. I don't know. I make it feel like it's a light-based thing. So light in itself.
So do we know what these neutrinos do?
Through the dark void or something?
Well, they have mass, so naturally they have some sort of gravitational pull. And that could explain what dark matter is.
Oh, you're right. Just because the fact that they have mass means they would have some sort of pulling of each.
So are neutrinos dark matter?
We don't know. It just could explain the reason our calculations are off. It could be dark matter in just some other form that we never calculated.
He's right there. It really is like a factor thing. Like, it really is one more factor. Like, oh, there's like neutrino masses to factor into all these calculations. Like, I never really thought about that. So you're right.
Well, cool, another mystery of the universe solved.
Yeah, it really is.
Only another couple trillion to go.
That's awesome. Did you hear about the Planetary Society?
Well, hang on. Let me finish.
Snap, lay down the law. Fist slap. Boom.
I just want to tell you where they discovered this. It's kind of fascinating. It's not underground.
Oh.
It was in a proton accelerator.
Is this the one in Switzerland? Or?
No, just some other, you know, accelerator. And it was... The project was called Opera, and it was located at Kern in Geneva. So whatever that means for you.
How did it
do? So in Switzerland?
Yes, there you go.
Do you know anything like how they discovered it in this particular thing? Like they just saw it or noticed?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay, were they looking for it and they found it? Or
I don't know.
Oh,
what do you know? Tell you that, but it has mass.
Well, that's really mass. Like you said, it's a great mystery of the universe solved.
And,
but that's all I got on that one.
Anyway, I guess there's the Planetary Society. It's this like society that tries to promote space exploration. They named a new chief, and it's Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Woo!
Go Bill! Woo! Yeah, go Bill. I just thought
Bill,
that was cool.
Bill. Yeah, that's about 10 years of my childhood ago.
I know. I remember like in class all the time watching Bill Nye. I thought it was great. Actually, he's won 18 Emmys for that show. I know. I had no idea.
Did you see that one clip they had on YouTube where Bill Nye was giving this lecture down in the southern states area? Not just southern states. But he got bitched out because he was talking about the moon and how it developed over time. And somebody from the crowd was like one of those Bible thumpers.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how, you know, God put it there. And he got this whole debate. And she took her and her four kids out of the audience because of Bill talking about... Yeah.
Evolution.
The moon being where it was and how it wasn't because I was like blown away. Like, who could ever bitch talk Bill Nye? I mean, he's like a guy. I mean, he's like a scientist.
He's a nice guy.
I think of a scientist, I think of Bill Nye. And I don't know. But yeah, just a little subtext right there. That was...
It really is. People just will not admit things like that. I don't know. Just blatant things. It's kind of upsetting.
Yeah, well, that's the world we live in.
That's the world. I know.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
I know. That's why you accept it sometimes. But, yeah, I just thought that was cool. Evidently, he's been on the board members for like 10 years. So it wasn't like they just decided, like, hey, Bill Nye, you should be the new guy. Like, he really was part of this, like, foundation for a while.
And he's got the cred. He's definitely got street cred.
No, he actually was a mechanical engineer.
To be chief. Damn. What do the chiefs do?
I think he just, like, leads it.
I think he gets a jersey on the wall.
He's the one who makes the decisions. Like, we should promote in Seattle about... Pixis, the star that's due to supernova in 10 million years. Because we need to encourage the world to explore space.
Wow. Well, good for him. If it couldn't have happened to a nicer person. So
I agree there, Grendel. You're calm when talking about
Bill
Nye.
It's freaking Bill Nye. You can't really argue with Bill Nye.
You down.
So I have a bit of an astronomy story. NASA is warning Earth about a devastating space weather event going to happen over the next couple years.
Really?
Exciting. 2012, maybe?
Exciting.
Huh? Yeah, you're excited. Man prophecy.
Wait, is it a years-long storm or a storm coming in a couple years?
It is a... Okay, let me tell you what it is. It's a solar storm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I maybe kind of read about it. But
sounds sexy.
But it's, you know, solar storms, as we know, are naturally produced by our sun. The magma underneath and whatnot heats up.
Molten hot magma.
Exactly, the plasma and whatnot. And,
How often do they happen?
Well, what the scientist I read, he was quoted as saying that our sun is waking up out of a deep sleep.
Lovely.
Yes.
Great.
So it's just fantastic. Going through some sort of cycle, and right now they're expecting it to eject a bunch of plasma and charged particles.
This was
going to
interfere with all the like cell phone communications and satellites.
Yeah, exactly.
We talked about this in the bakery, like one of the early episodes, the heliosphere. Remember, it was like reducing.
You're right.
And we were just like, and we were concerned. Like, for some reason, the heliosphere is reducing. We're like, in a couple of years,
why is that going to happen? I bet you that totally has
so a slight what are they? What's going to happen because of this? I mean, if we're all going to have to go fear for our lives or build our digging bunkers or what's going on?
Well, here's the thing. Usually the solar storms are deflected by our atmospheres and magnetic sphere or...
God.
Yeah, God. Magic deflects it.
Or me.
Or tinfoil,
and,
I think.
Tinfoil hats. You know, yeah. Don't leave home without them.
Our magic this time is just not strong enough.
She is weak.
But here's the thing. It is strong enough. It's just going to knock out satellite communication because they're susceptible, unless we know it's coming, in which case you can put your satellite into a sleep mode, and it'll just, you know, weather the storm.
So, like, EMP pulses, basically, though?
Pretty much. And we can...
Whoa, hey, check it out.
That's what it'll sound like when it's going off, too.
God.
EMP.
It's an invasion.
But same with transformers, too, for power lines. If we know it's coming, we can just disconnect them, let it hit, nothing will be hurt. Maybe you
how
get a severe sunburn.
I'll say, do we have like 8 minutes before? Like,
yeah,
we know,
what's the whole detection range? Like, how long in advance do we know if they're going to be coming?
Oh, good call. How long? 8 minutes,
well, it's
right?
8.5 minutes from the sunlight from the sun to reach us.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I don't think this thing's traveling at the speed of light.
Well, I think this warrants further study at the very least.
Yeah, good question, Grendel.
Because you know, I gotta know if I need to, you know, start, you know, when I need to wear my tinfoil hat and when I don't. And
we're gonna survive. I mean, it's really our technology that's fucked.
Well, yeah, but we've become
so dependent on it. I mean, if Maestro lost his computer for like a day, I think he would explode. So, like, and I know I'm a little like that, so I can't imagine him.
Well, I remember reading one story a while ago on these electromagnetic storms, and they've happened in the past, but we haven't been able to notice because. Only recently have we developed technology. Like, they've been happening the last couple hundred years, but it's only recently we've actually developed electromagnetics or the ability to detect them, and that's why we're also realizing it now. I mean, it's not going to be that big a deal. Yeah. I mean, life will go on, but we also have stuff that runs on
We're just learning more about the sun cycle itself. Like, the heliosphere story before, like, that was, like, the first time we were even detecting it at all. So, pretty much, this cycle probably has been going on for a while. And that, so it's probably no.
Just,
I don't know.
I wouldn't fly anywhere in the next couple of years, just in case it gets.
Shit, you're right.
Just boycott the airlines.
Because the world's gonna void
the VMP. Let's bring back boat travel.
Yeah, you know, those cruise liners.
Ocean scares me, man.
Hey, well, at least you're melting all the icebergs, so you're not gonna have that scare anymore. Yay!
What? Well, when all icebergs are sink,
are melt.
Shit.
Wow,
I couldn't deal
depressing.
With that.
Depressing. It's because the sun's getting so fucking hot.
You know, make the best sailors. People who can't swim.
Why?
Because they will fight their fucking ass off to never go in the water, man. Like the boat's on fire and everyone's jumping overboard. They're like, let's just put the fire out or do whatever. Like, oh my God.
Anything. I sense a new movie script you're going to be writing soon.
Jeez. So, yeah, NASA is holding a convention of smart people to determine our various courses of action.
Is that an official term, convention of smart people?
Or yeah, that's what they're calling it.
Nice.
Convention of smart people hosted by NASA.
I thought that was TED. the TED Talks.
Well, good for NASA. Hopefully they can
figure some shit out. I'm just pissed at them.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the
what they're
doing. Yeah, the more we're looking into their stuff, I've been like, fuck them a little bit. So I just want them to just up their, you know, just their interest in space again and their technology.
Hey,
and
well, maybe
if
they had
funding.
Some funding every now and then, they could do
screw you.
I think their funding is going somewhere else.
Funding.
I think it's not going to science.
I think you're going somewhere else.
Because look, private companies like the SpaceX crap we've been talking about, the SpaceX rockets that have been launched out of private companies, they've been launched like for
because they have billions
bare
of dollars
nothing versus like billions of dollars given to NASA. So
I totally agree.
And I disagree.
Good Grendel.
Yeah.
You need to go investigate NASA for us. Cause
I don't need to. I know everything there is to know.
You don't have God damn it, Grendel. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. You watch.
That'll be
Grendel
on the
wins again.
Radar.
I was reading about this. I guess evidently Tokyo University has come up with touchable holograms.
Ooh.
Yeah, someone posted it on our Facebook wall.
This
I think
could
was,
have possibilities.
Yeah, it was him. It was about technology that uses ultrasonic waves to create pressure on the hand of the user.
So are they saying I can kill my victims in 3D now, or is this
I don't think the pressure is that much with the ultrasonic wave.
Well,
because they're showing the guy with a ball, like, touching it and, like, kind of, like, manipulating it. And so I can imagine, like, a little pulse of waves
touching your hand. I'll keep hoping. Someday.
But they were saying, like, maybe in the future you can, like, have appliances that would disappear because you can almost interact them. Like,
ooh.
Maybe a switch.
So we're talking like Star Trek holograms, like soon or
no,
not at all.
Never. It's pretty much unanimous.
Never soon.
You gotta realize that in this show, because everything sounds fantastic, and then the end's like in a couple years, so
or decades.
But I love the comment where under this this article, there's like comments already, and the first one was Star Trek holodeck already.
Yay. Ooh, yeah,
like you said, number one, and number two was just let me know when I can have sex with
it. Yeah, I mean that's pretty much that's always the thought on every human mind.
Jeez,
not soon enough is the answer to that question.
I know you'd probably rather have sex with a hologram, right, than a robot.
Why? What's the difference? Would that be?
What? I'd rather own a hologram than a robot.
Well, at least the hologram can change. I'll give you that. But you know, I guess the robot's always there no matter what. And a hologram, you know, you got power fluctuations.
Yeah, because you just turn the hologram off, turn the hologram off, and you know,
you can change the hologram.
It's always going to be different.
The show that had the episode. One of the Star Treks, maybe. Or someone was
I think it was an Outer Limits episode. Yeah, the Outer Limits.
I remember the Outer Limits episode where the guy
in the bunker.
Yeah,
the guy kept banging like the hologram and it fell in love with him.
She's a hot hologram. I'll give him that though.
I mean, that was a hot Outer Limits episode. That's so weird that we all saw that, had that in our brain, and we're kind of talking about it.
Didn't she kill him? We never mentioned it.
Yeah.
Didn't she kill him at the end?
No, she didn't kill him. I mean, she basically, because he was trying to shut her off because she was going off on her own little tangent, and she basically just deleted him from the program, and like none of the holograms responded to the guy anymore. Like everybody, she made a hologram for the guy, so they had a home private life. I mean, sure, you'll spoil, I spoiled the ending for the entire.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, because basically the story behind this is like this guy's living in this bunker after a nuclear Armageddon.
Just watch the show.
But it's the chick's hot. For the very least, you can see it. And she's pretty. I think she's the girl from Aliens. Or the, from Species, actually. Species.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so if you like the girl from Species, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
So wait, your official answer is hologram.
What?
My show is hologram. If you're going to bang a hologram or a robot.
I'm not saying it would be. I don't know. It just depends.
No, you have to say the
answer. No, I don't have to say anything.
John.
Hologram.
Thank you. My show is hologram. I say hologram.
Fuck you.
Okay, that's cool. That's very dubious. We're all about that on the show.
So, 47-year-old Joseph Pizer of Florida was beat up and had his beer stolen by his own friends.
That's nice.
Friends. Very dubious.
How much beer was it?
It was just a bottle. Just like
a bottle?
Maybe a 40.
Well,
if
friends
most,
like those, why have
40
enemies?
A whole 40?
Wait, what skin color was he? I mean, I have to ask.
They beat him.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Oh,
well,
if you're drinking a 40, I'm just going.
I drink.
No,
I'm asking the question no one else wants to ask.
You're taking me way too literally, man. I don't know what skin color he was. Doesn't matter. I'm saying at the most he had a 40. He wasn't rolling with a keg or some shit. All right.
At the most, he probably spent like $5 because that's how much I'll spend at most on one of those.
A tall boy.
Okay.
I'll settle at a tall boy.
Yeah.
And when you say beat up, I mean, was he like bleeding or on the ground or like was he just like this is someone just walked off with it?
Oh, you want to hear the rest of the story?
I suppose you just he just kind of stopped talking there.
So after he was beat up and his beer was stolen, he called the police and 10 officers responded.
Wow.
Wow. I wish that happened here.
I know, right? And they grew suspicious when Joseph couldn't provide injuries or he was totally inconsistent with his stories when he got.
Could he provide anything?
Was he drunk when he was telling the story?
Oh, yeah. Turns out his friends had asked him to leave a party after he became belligerent.
Oh, that sounds like
me. He tried to call the cops on them, but they came to him.
After leaving, he lost his beer and then blamed his friends. And called the cops.
I can kind of, it's weird, like, I can see, like, in a somehow drunk logic how he could think that would somehow work in his favor. Like, I feel like I can get retribution on them. Like,
but
the cops would be calling that party
wasted.
If I call on them. And he just wasn't understanding that you needed to call, like, on the address, not, like, to himself.
Well, he could track the cell phone either way,
but I'm assuming he's on the cell phone. Could, but you can just walk, you can stumble away at that point.
He was belligerent at this point. Apparently, if his friends are kicking him out because he's belligerent.
I know, serious.
I think he deserved it. Whatever happened to him, he deserved.
But yeah, he was arrested and charged with third-degree felony, a misdemeanor, and he was hauled off to jail with bail posted at $20,000.
Holy crap.
Nice.
Right? What was his felony? What was his third-degree felony?
Misusing the 911.
It was warranted a $20,000 bail?
Oh, well, I don't know. And he was drunk in public. And he was
obviously, I was getting off light.
I know.
I'm only doing murder.
You did that, Grendel?
Oh, Jesus.
Grendel, we got to get you out of here now.
Did you hear about that cage fighter in London?
No. What happened to that?
Evidently, he and his friend drank a tea with hallucinogenic like mushrooms in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he became like convinced that his friend was like possessed. And so he was found standing naked over like his friend later on with body parts strewn everywhere, including an eye, tongue, bits of his face. And he is accused of ripping out the man's heart while he is still alive.
Oh, wow, that sounds like something I would do.
I know. I was sick. I was like, that's something Grendel will do. But like, otherwise, like,
only in sacrifices, though, not on hallucinogenic mushrooms.
It's like a Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah. Which I have pay per view for, so tune in. But yeah, damn.
So is he still allowed to fight?
I don't know. He's under pressure right now. I mean,
obviously, like, he's going to win. I think people just back down at that point.
Did he eat any of the person or just rip it off?
I have no idea. That's just insane. Like, first of all, I don't think his story tracks. This guy must be insane. Like,
yeah, nuts, I mean.
He'd be great in Gladiator times.
How the hell?
Maybe. Even though the guy wasn't probably prepared for that much of a fight.
Oh, shit.
You know, like, no one's really prepared for that.
I think it should be like an international law. Don't give hallucinogenic mushrooms to cage fighters.
That's insane. But yeah, I just thought that was like, you know, more credence, frankly, that someone could tear someone apart.
Yeah, well.
Or a cheetah or something. But anyway, keep going.
Yeah, so this guy out of Scottsdale, Arizona, this Jack Johnson, who was, I think, only like 15 or something, young guy, he dropped a bottle containing his phone number and address off the side of a boat into the Pacific coast of Mexico.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it floated, and eventually scientist Peter Schaft discovered the note one year later.
Peter Schaft?
Schaft.
Nice.
No, not Schaft. Schaft.
Oh, Schaft.
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 He discovered it with his research team and off the coast of a deserted desert island.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Discovered what?
How long was the difference between when the kid dropped it and when the scientist found it?
You know, I don't know exactly. Didn't say, but they made it seem like it was a long distance.
Yeah.
But so it's good to know that if I drop a bottle in the ocean from a desert island, it's going to end up at another desert island.
At least.
Yeah, there's good chances that's going to happen.
Well, that was just one.
I keep hearing all these things in news stories about people dropping bottles in the water with notes, and you find them like 15 years later. I think that'd be kind of fun to do.
It's like a time capsule.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I keep wanting to go down to the beach and just like drop 15 of them off and see what happens.
The bakery has a time capsule.
I was thinking the bakery has time capsules. Maybe we can make some other stuff to throw into the ocean.
Maybe you might warrant a field trip.
So yeah, the bakery time capsule is fantastic.
What is in the bakery time capsule?
Ah.
Oh.
Dun dun dun.
That sounds like dangerous.
Yeah, just, you know, like our first episode.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you noticed, there's only our archives start from 2 to the latest episode. Because the first episode does not really exist yet. It's lost in time.
Oh.
It's lost in time. It's a capsule of time. Very dubious.
Oh. So it's in a capsule of time. So, you know.
I can't wait till that episode.
In theory, there would be the first episode.
Yeah. It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a blast.
We hope. Because we don't know. Yeah.
It'll never happen. It'll probably happen when we're 80. And that's when Snoop Dogg will be just old enough, but still alive enough and not really care enough to come on our show. That is my goal.
We'll have a Snoop hologram Dogg on the show. Snoop Dogg along before then, hopefully.
I don't want a hologram of Snoop Dogg. I want the real thing. I don't give a shit about a hologram Snoop Dogg.
So have both of you seen the new Mortal Kombat trailer that's floating around?
That was like sexy. Like I've seen some good trailers in my life and fan-made ones of that, and that was a damn good one.
That was just a trailer for being a trailer, though, right? That was not a movie.
We don't. It's unknown.
Let me see here. Its origins are clear. It was a fan film.
Really?
Yes. It was a fan film by a guy who was supposedly up for the directing
award or something?
No. For the position of directing the next Mortal Kombat movie kind of thing. Like, he's in the running. He wants to be in the running. Oh. So he made this as kind of like a pilot.
How did he afford to have all those people in there?
Though his friends. If he's a director, he just had friends. Like Jared Ryan and the other guy, they're kind of actors.
Was is he a well-known director or is he just like a fan director?
I mean, that's awesome, though. Okay.
Because I saw that preview and I was like, this looks legitimate, at least.
It really does. I don't know about the treatment of Baraka, though.
Screw Baraka.
I liked Baraka.
I don't know which one's Baraka.
He had the big like scythes coming out of his
It did look kind of grody. I remember liking him when I was playing it, but
I see. It's like Vega from Street Fighter, anyway.
I want to see the Russian.
The big guy.
The
I gotta study up on Mortal Kombat. I guess I know a little bit, but not much.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I think you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. There's a Russian.
In Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Street Fighter.
Maybe.
Guile?
Oh yeah.
Never mind. I want to see him and he'll kick everyone's ass.
I know Street Fighter.
Those Russians.
But yeah, if you haven't seen it after this, you should definitely go to YouTube it. It's on
YouTube.
Yeah, you'll probably find it on our channel on the Dubious Bakery.
Oh yeah, we'll like it. That's a great idea. So check out the Dubious Bakery channel and we'll have it there. We'll just like it. It's a kick ass trailer. And if you ever go to YouTube, go to our channel and we'll start the videos we talk about, we'll just start liking it and putting it there so you can just have a little dubious
filter.
So
everyone can have it.
In theory.
Nice.
It is cool.
But yeah. What do we got, Maestro? Yeah,
whoa.
Go for it.
I had a weird story, actually. I guess there's some man in Wisconsin who was sentenced to 30 months of probation and 200 hours of community suicide.
Sewers?
I know.
Sewers? We're going to the sewers, everybody. Community sewers.
Oh, that's just
dubious party.
Oh, God.
Look what Grundle did.
You deserve to go to
Grundle
hell for
got
that.
Mad at me.
Oh, don't play that shit on me.
Hey, the bong survived the fall.
I got bong water over me.
Basically, the apparatus fell to the ground. Got water everywhere.
Yeah, and who made it fall to the ground?
On the ground. But it didn't break, so that's a win for me, frankly.
Fell on my freaking foot, you bastard.
That's a win for me, frankly.
Yeah.
So awesome.
With the dubious.
Well, anyway, there's this guy who was sentenced to this 30 months of probation because he broke into a house to steal dirty diapers.
Oh.
I know.
Is it like kind of fetish or something? Or what?
Yeah, it must have been.
Where was this?
It was in Wisconsin.
Damn, mental note. It just said
he evidently liked to wear them in the article, but when they asked, did you go in there to steal dirty diapers? He said yes, and that was just the end of the article. But it was like,
that's something you lie about. Like, say you were stealing something.
You don't
want
to admit to that.
Damn. Well,
unless he was going in there for weirder. No.
Maybe he was going in to steal something, and he said he was going for the diapers instead, so he put it in a mental institution.
I was wondering that. Maybe he was going in there for, like, weirder stuff, like to kill everyone, and then the last second he's like, oh my god, I'm going to get caught, so he went for the diapers and escaped, and then he's going insane instead of...
Another mystery.
Weirder and hard to be
explained.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
Well.
Jeez, I got to clean up the floor now, the bakery.
Yes, you do.
And, freaking wash my hand off.
Whatever, Grundle.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jordan.
Yes. Thank you for having me. And we'll see some more fan art. Or else.
Let's get some more people calling the bat line. As always, we love people calling the bat line. Cuss us out. We are trying to get a cuss contest together, so please call the
totally
bat line.
Totally forgot about that.
Cuss us out as best as you can. I would love that. We need some more submissions. Join us on Facebook.com, of course. Run there as always. Me and John use the Facebook all the time.
We're going to run the cuss clip real quick and get you excited about cussing at us.
Oh, sick.
God damn it.
I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, fork-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is.
Bonus points if you can remember which movie this is from.
Holy
shit. There you go.
Where's the Tylenol?
See, that was perfect. Like, we want some rants like that. Make them as just, I don't know. It's just whatever you can, really. Just try to win the cuss contest. Or do multiple submissions, even.
Or give us a dirty word that is native to your area that you don't think we would know about.
Oh, that's true. Like, I know we had a word for a while, like plut. We used to go around calling people.
There you go.
Yeah.
Plut's a good one. Anyway, thanks for joining us again. You can find us on www.thedubiousbakery.com.
Yeah, and as always, I guess, just smoke them if you got them. Call the Batline. Thanks for listening.
Rock on.